Kemper Knight baseball team had a fantastic year in it, 2021. And joining us right now to take a look back at that great year was head coach Randy Snyder. Coach, congratulations on a fantastic year this year, 21-7-1 overall, second place in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. And on a personal level, you pick up career victory number 300 during the season. So congratulations on a great season and a milestone for you.
Well, thanks a lot for us. For that, and you know, you don't get to 300 without having very good players, which I've been blessed with in the past, and also surrounded by very good coaches who've been very supportive and, you know, helped our program be successful in a lot of different ways.
And Coach, I know you and I were chatting before the interview here. You really felt like this year's coaching staff helped a lot. You wanted to mention that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we added Coach Matt Lujano and Coach Riley Bach, and Coach Reese Snyder was with us the last couple of years, but we got more into the analytics part of it. And, you know, we kind of tried to stay away from the batting averages and you know, those big bright light things and looking at, you know, quality of bats and stuff. And I've never been that analytics kind of guy, but I really had my eyes opened up to it this year. And those guys really did a nice job with our players and showing them different aspects where you can be successful in baseball, just not through a batting average or maybe an ERA. Although those are nice to have, but, you know, they did a great job for us, and we wouldn't have won 21 games, and I wouldn't have won 300 games over the years without guys like that, Coach Mark Philmeyer and Coach Andrew Klink and all the other guys I'm forgetting to mention right now. So those guys, behind that 300, there should be an asterisk, and those guys' names should be right there with mine.
Randy, mentioned second place in the Hawkeye 10. You guys ended up splitting with Lewis Central, who ended up winning the conference this year. But you guys were right there in the hunt, you know, really all season long. Hawkeye 10, as everybody knows, is always really, really strong in baseball and had another strong season this year. But what was it like to be right there in the hunt again this year with this team?
Well, it was really good for our kids. It puts pressure on them, kind of a district kind of atmosphere for the guys. And like we talked off air, we had a lot of young guys out there. We had freshmen, some sophomores, some juniors, and some seniors, you know, and a nice mix of kids. And being in that kind of race puts a little pressure on them, so they know when they come every night they got to have their A game put together for us to be competitive. Our conference was always very good. I don't care if it was top, who was on the bottom or who was on top. Everybody had one or two guys that could throw, you know, as far as ones and twos. And then it helped us develop our pitching staff also. We put trust in guys like Carter Putney and Luke Hicks and those guys that had to throw games, and we had to win those games. And, you know, Potterbaum and some of the other guys, that, you know, really played well and got us over the hump in some of those games. And, you know, they're going to get their chance the next couple of years.
Coach, you guys won your first four games, really tight games, one-run game over Harlan, one-run game over Atlantic, two-run game over Remsen, St. Mary's, then beat a really good St. Albert ball club who's going to be playing to go to the state tournament tonight in Class 1A, beat them by three at your guys' at the CYO stuff. Then you dropped three straight and to good ball clubs. You lost a tight one to St. Albert right after that. Lost to Underwood in a game that you probably should have won. And then I don't know if you played your best in that loss over at Dennis and Schleswig, but what went right for you early in those tight games and then what went wrong for you there that you ended up losing three straight, do you think?
Well, you get to start to get to the grind of the season, you know, and, you know, we lived on luck a little bit in those first two, not to take anything away from our guys. We did all the little things right to win those games and maybe had gotten a little help from some of those teams as far as walks and or errors or something. We got into those next ones and we had some bad luck. We lost a lot. We lost a ball in the lights at Underwood. At St. Albert, their guy just threw a better game than our guy did that night. It was a great, good baseball game. And playing at their place. And, you know, the Denison game, we just didn't continue to get hits together. I mean, that was their hiding guy, their number one, which everybody knows about, was dealing that night. We just didn't get enough hits. So I think that part of the season kind of set the stage for the rest of the season, though, for us and showed us what we had to do to be more successful as a team and maybe as an even in an individual standpoint of working to be better at-bats and pitching and so on.
What did you guys learn through those three games that you started to work on and maybe focus on that turned things around? I mean, you're sitting 4-3, so you were still in good shape, but you ended up going on lots of 4-5 and even had a 6-game winning streak at some point during the season.
Well, it's just one of them things, you know. You can't rely on one guy. We got to have 9 guys, 12 guys, whatever it is in the dugout. We got to stick together. There can't be any finger pointing. And, you know, you couldn't win a state title together. You can't win a district title together without everybody working together, you know, and not that we didn't do that down the stretch, but you run into opponents that make you do things you don't want to do. And, you know, like the other night with Panorama, their guy was really good, you know, and we tried to do the best we can, but like that 3-game stretch, those losses, I really think that helped us more than it hurt us and showed us that we couldn't take anything for granted.
Coach, how did you feel like this team? Because it seems to me, and you can tell me if I'm completely off, but it seems to me like most years you have some errors early in the season, and then there's always seems to be that game or that part of the season where all of a sudden, instead of having 4, maybe 5 errors and kind of hurting yourself, you're getting down to that 1 or 2 or no errors, and the defense really starts to click for you. Where did you feel like that happened this year?
Well, we had a really bad game defensively against Tri-Center. I think we kicked it 6 or 7 times later in the year, and you know, it ended up being a godsend because we got it out of the way. We showed everybody that we weren't perfect. We had a heck of a crowd. We ended up winning that game. But we got it out of the way. And, you know, I don't know if it was a sigh of relief for everybody to know that, you know, it was in the rearview mirror. But it's difficult to go out and play clean. The way we played against Panorama physically and mentally the other night, that's all we can ask from our guys. They did their best. Our coaches had them coached up so well. I think we had 1 error possibly, but we played really, really well. And, you know, you got to have those ups and downs through the year. You don't like them, but, you know, as long as they all come at one time and you can still win a game, it's a teachable moment. But it's just one of them things, you know. It seemed like a snowball when it came, and when it was over and you could still point at a win, you were still getting somewhere. So our guys overcame a lot of stuff all year long. And we had a lot of guys bounce around at different positions when we would do rotations on the mound too. So some of that's on us. And, you know, as the year went on, they got more comfortable. And, you know, they were thinking of play ahead and knowing the rotations and first and thirds and bunt coverages. And they got more comfortable.
Injuries. Cal Waniger battled a hamstring most of the year, finally got healthy. Nate Heinrichs breaks the arm midway through the season. He was so great in relief and middle relief for you throughout the early part of the year, gave you some play at shortstop and even at second base. But Logan Siebenhaller kind of battling an injury for you this year as well. How much did injuries, do you think, impact how this team turned out?
Well, we're not gonna make excuses why we can't be successful. Injuries are part of life, and we dealt with them all the way. I just can't say enough about our kids who came to work every day, and you know they were dinged, and they were bringing the doctor's notes saying they could participate. And you know, you can't say enough about the heart of the kids had. Like I said, Jeff, injuries are just part of it, and you know, had we been completely healthy, who knows? Who knows what that would have been like? But we're just happy our guys got through the season and were able to participate as much as we could. Felt bad for Nate Heinrichs. Never had a kid break his arm in all these years playing catch. And by golly, we had one this year. But we told him, too, he's just a junior and he'll come back next year. And, you know, he'll be sensational for us. And, you know, our best 3 attending guys for pitchers and catchers that started in January last year were Cal Waniger, Max Rohrmeier, and Nathan Heinrichs. And, you know, Nathan Heinrichs breaks his arm, and how fair is that for all the work you put in? But he's a warrior, and I know he's not going to give in, and he'll be back next year for us, just like the other 3 guys that, you know, put in all that time. And hopefully we'll get more guys to show up earlier this year.
We know how strong the Hawkeye 10 is, but what I love about you guys is your non-conference schedule. It's like you go out and you find out, okay, who's going to be the most elite teams in this half of the state this year and even into, you know, Eastern Iowa a little bit. Let's get them on the schedule. I mean, this year, Remsen, St. Mary's, Underwood, Heland, Gilbert, and Tri-Center as part of that non-conference schedule. So you don't duck anybody, but that's what makes you guys competitive and helps you get better.
Well, thanks for that compliment. And we, you know, I don't know. I think you gotta go looking for trouble once in a while. And you know, we try to schedule teams that will beat us, or we think we can have a heck of an effort to beat them. But you know, it just doesn't do us any good to play bad teams, and we don't learn anything from it. You know, the Gilbert game, we played them in Legion Ball also, and the guys really enjoyed that competition, and they're a very good team. And obviously the St. Albert's, the Remsens, the Underwoods, the Tri-Centers, and all the other teams we played, the Lewis Centrals, they all taught us something. They all taught us what we had to do to be better. They taught us what we had to do to be competitive, and we all know how tough life is, and baseball shouldn't be easy either, so... we just want the guys to understand that, you know, no Kemper team has ever been undefeated before. And we try to, I guess we try to make sure we're not, I guess, so to speak.
Coach, speaking of those non-conference games, kind of an odd one. I've been covering high school sports now for over 20 years, 18 in this area. I'm not for sure if I ever saw one end like your guys' Heelan game did in a 3-3 tie.
Well, yeah, that was different. And, you know, Coach Andy Osborne's a good friend, and we've been coaching together against each other for years. And, you know, it's just unfortunate, you know, that one ends like it does. But like I told our guys, at the end of the day, nobody got hurt. You know, it didn't cost us anything except a couple hours out of our day. That's just the way it is. And you're going to get officials you don't agree with, but the bottom line is they're thinking of your safety at the top of their priority list, and how can you fault anybody for that? Our umpire that evening was very conscious of loud noises and lightning. So, you know, it is what it is. We enjoy playing Elon and Andy's group, and, you know, it just didn't count for anything, and I don't think they allow us to have a tie on the schedule, so.
All right, so that makes you 21-7 on I guess instead of 21-7-1. Randy, I mentioned you got your 300th victory throughout the season. I know you don't like talking about individual things, but we also named you our Coach of the Year for the All Rewind team that was announced this morning. Do you reflect on that stuff a little bit once the season ends? Because I know you don't during the season.
Well, it comes down to you got to have good players, Jeff, and you know. We don't have the dedication that we have. I talked about those guys that come to pitchers and catchers in January and they go to the camps, and, you know, I just use like Max Earlmeyer for an example, how many balls he takes off of his lid and off his chest for us. And, you know, all the good catchers we've had in the past. And he's just the guy that's doing it for us now. And all the guys that come injured and, you know, come early to practice to get extra work in or help with the field, or, you know, that's why we're successful. And that 300 thing, that's just the number. And, you know, I learned from Coach Spieler, who had 300 plus, and I learned from Mr. Wheeler, Coach Bill Whelan, he had 400 plus, that, you know, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And, you know, I've had a great coaching staff in the past, and adding Coach Lujano, Coach Bach, and Coach Reese Snyder this year again. And coach Tyler Tryon helping with our freshmen. I mean, they're the ones that set the table. They deserve just as much credit, if not more, than what I get. But I'm very appreciative of the notoriety, and you know, but they deserve more of the credit than I do.
Coach, four seniors. I'm going to break them down into groups of two for you here. We'll start off Luke Hicks and John Mayhall. Luke's been with you a long time. One of those Hicks kids, plays hard, really did a nice job, I thought, second base. And when he had to move to shortstop, got on the hill for you a little bit this year, had a very nice senior season. And John Mayhall comes out for the first time since, his freshman year, earns a starting job and kind of helps solidify the outfield with his play in center field.
Well, John's a great example that, you know, it's never too late to try. And he showed us great play in center field, great defender. You know, he batted in the 9-0 for us, and we hit for him once in a while. He never said nothing. You know, he was very positive. He was the right kind of guy. You know, we're just glad that he gave us a chance. Luke Hicks, you know, he's the last one of the Hicks boys. What a great family. What great parents they have. You know, just a good guy. Again, a multi-sport athlete. You know, had a great tennis season this year. Good, he's a football player. Never was selfish with all his talents, and he shared them with us in baseball, and we had a lot of fun with him. And wherever we put him, he never complained, and you know that's part of our senior success too.
The other two guys, Austin Tigges, never seems to get rattled on the hill. You can put him in pressure situations, and he just always seems like he's got the same demeanor out there. And Blake Potabom, he received some votes for our Player of the Year, ended up runner-up behind Slade Siebenhaller of Carroll for our Rewind Player of the Year this year. But what a special senior season he had, and what a special young guy he is as well.
Yeah, I'll just start with Tig. And Austin Tigges is just a man out there. The last 2 years, we just haven't given him enough run support to give him over. Last year, we get beat by two, by Trainer to go. And this year, we get beat by three, you know, and just couldn't get him enough run support. He's just a great warrior. We're going to miss him a lot. He's a never-too-high, never-too-low guy, but just a great work ethic and great demeanor about him, a good example for our young guys. Blake Potabom, you know, he's an all-stater. I'm hoping we can get him up in there. And he's one of the best kids I've ever coached. You know, you hate to say that because you coach so many of them. But, you know, had he been as healthy as he could have been at the end of the year, who knows. But he gave us 120% all the time. And, you know, we have some very special moments with him. And, you know, just a great kid, another great family. And he's just start of all those Potabom boys that are coming. And you know, we're very grateful to all those seniors who gave up their summers the last 4 or 5 1 year or whatever it was. You know, they'll be hard to replace.
Coach, three guys next year as far as juniors that will be seniors next year. Nate Heinrichs, you mentioned him, broke the arm, but was really good for you this year. Michael Potabom gives you that guy that can play some outfield for you and runs extremely well on the base pass. And Cal Wanniger, one of those guys that actually also received some votes for our Rewind Player of the Year this year and was terrific on the hill for you this year and swung the bat very well as well.
Yeah, you know, and I can brag about these three guys or my seniors or any of them, but that's a good nucleus right there of all different parameters of the baseball that we've got coming forward. For those guys, for us to be successful, it's going to kind of be around those three guys and their leadership. Hopefully maybe we can get another senior next year, a junior this year to come back out or come out and give us a try. There's a couple of kids walking the halls I know that could help us. So, you know, those three guys, did a great job for us this year, kind of behind the scenes, whether they were coming off the bench or on the bench, and they had the mentality that just because they weren't in the game, they weren't part of the game, and great kids again, you know, and I can't say how many times I've witnessed some special things out of these guys, and unfortunately, after you lose, you find out with tears and sweat that what you really got, you know, and those three guys are going to be our base next year, and where our foundation stands, and what they did to help our seniors this year was pretty special, and you know, we just look for a lot of really good things out of them.
Coach, going to mention some of the sophomores now. We'll talk about the rest here in a moment. You mentioned the Potabom family. Cooper, just a sophomore, got some starts for you this year out in the outfield. Ran some bases for you. Logan Siebenhaller, I think he's going to be special. That triple he had to start the bottom of the first against Panorama, and just his ability to run the bases and how hard he plays. Trevor Ryle had a nice year out for you in left field. Max Ehrmeyer, you talked a little bit about him and how he developed behind the plate. And then Kobe Lampman kind of took that job out in right field midway to late part in the season and had a nice year for you. Seems to play really well out in the outfield, but that's a special group of just some of the sophomores that kind of helped you out this year at the varsity level.
Yeah, if you looked around during that district game and, you know, looked at the experience or the lack of experience we had in district games, you could see that these sophomores have a big part of what our success is going forward. And Logan Siebenhaller, a healthy Logan Siebenhaller, is just going to run, you know. He'll be all sports he participates in, it's lights out for him. He's got a great upside, and hopefully he can get healthy for football and all the things that are coming forward for him. And, you know, I couldn't ask for another better kid, just a really good guy, competitor. You know, Michael Potabom probably didn't have the year he would like to have had, but you can't question the kid's heart or his work ethic. And he's one of the first guys there, very supportive of all his teammates and everything, you know, and with Max behind the plate, You know, he's going to be a rock for us. We hope we can keep him healthy, you know, get him out for other sports, you know, have him witness those, all those things that go with being a competitor and being a teammate and stuff. They'll just make him better, you know, and, you know, stuff like that. And Trevor Ryle, you know, he's a rock in left field, and he's going to get better too. And, you know, a lot of our guys would tell you they wish they could have hit better per average, but that's just part of growing up, you know. And, you know, we don't have – it's very hard for a sophomore, freshman, whatever, to come in and be able to be a 300 hitter. But we had a couple that did that for us towards the end. And, you know, all we can ask for them is get involved early next year, whether it's spring league, Legion ball, or whatever it is, and try to get some reps in and keep getting better.
Coach, Kobe Lampman out and right. He looks like an athletic and tall kid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about Kobe. Kobe's so quiet. He's easy to overlook, and he's got a baseball body with a great left-handed swing. He swings it. He had a big hit for us down in Glenwood and got us a win down there, which we really needed at that moment to help possibly get a conference. And very solid defensively, he's kind of the dark horse, I would guess, in that sophomore class. He could run right by a lot of guys. Hopefully he'll get some time this spring to get some swings in, and we need him to swing the bat a little bit better next year and give so we can give him some more at bat, so to speak. You know, so hopefully he keeps getting better, and he's another great kid to coach. And you know, our freshman Benicio Lujan will have a good year for us. Pretty tough to throw a freshman at third like that, but he defensively kept getting better for us. He's just a good kid, another quiet kid, a coach's kid, so he's mentally tough. And, you know, his at-bats got better as the year went on. And at that left-handed bat in there, he'll have a lot to say about the success at Kemper's athletics going forward.
And another one of the freshmen that we'll talk about here real quick, and we'll get all the rest of the kids here in a moment. But Carter Putney, you mentioned him. He's going to be a guy that is going to be really good for you on the hill.
Yeah, Carter is... And an even keel guy too, and you know he's a competitor. He's just one of those quiet guys too. And you know he's a golfer and a baseball player, probably in that order. But what a talent on the hill when we could get him going and get him some time out there. And we threw him in the fire a little bit against some pretty good teams in relief and in starts. And you know he showed us a lot of good things that he's able to do. And he just needs to get his arm strength up there a little bit because his control is pretty darn good. You know, a good candidate maybe for center field next year if we can get him there early enough and get him some reps out there because he can really run. Showed us some good speed and good decision making on the bases. You know, and another left-handed stick too. So, you know, with a smaller school like we've got, we just got to figure out how we can get all athletes and coaches together on the same page, so to speak, to get enough guys reps because. As you know, next year we cut a week off of our season, and everybody kind of intersects that first week. So it's going to be important for us to get our other season sports guys or multi-season sports guys involved with baseball and still taking care of their business with their in-season sport.
Coach, and a host of other young guys that saw some time for you, whether it be courtesy run or maybe out in the field or in a pinch hit or in a bat at somewhere during the season, but I'll just run you through them here. Max Pedig, Jake Earlbeck, Jake Hausman, also John Bass, Nick Lucas, and Josh Langle, all guys that probably going to be fighting for some playing time here in the future.
Well, they had great JV years, those guys did, and you know, I'm not going to try to mention any of them because I'm going to forget somebody.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, Jeff. As a coach, when you can look in the dugout and see that kind of intensity, that kind of support coming from your bench guys and all the goofy stuff they were doing, you know, and trying to stay in the game and be part of the game and support their teammates, you know, you're going to be successful. And you know, they did a great job. And you know, unfortunately at the varsity JV level, there's not enough of a priority for JV games anymore, and we need to do a better job. I need to do a better job of scheduling more JV guys, getting those guys more ready so they get the reward. They go to practice the same amount of time as the varsity guys, but they get a lot less on-field time. So those guys, I'll tell you what, there's a good nucleus of guys coming, and I would not be surprised out of that group that you just mentioned that two of those guys don't get a lot of varsity time, maybe even three of them, get some varsity time next year and compete for jobs.
Well, Coach, we thank you for everything. You always make sure that we get our results, and you're always good at coming up and talking to us after ball games. So we thank you for everything. Always enjoy getting to watch you and your teams operate, and looking forward to the future and to seeing what Kemper baseball is going to look like here in the next couple of years.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. And we need to thank Nick Lucas, too, who is our kind of our sole guy for the paperwork. And he's my in-between with you. And when you didn't get your stuff, I was yelling at him. So. And Nick's a great guy. And, you know, he had an injury, too. He popped his knee out during a spring league game, and he was unable to perform, play at all this year. So, you know, he was another one of our injuries that we didn't talk about. But he was a big part of it, too, and he kept us running smooth. So I got to salute Nick on all the work he did, and as well as the other guys that kept our charts. And we really appreciate everything you did for us, Jeff, and the newspaper with Mark, and everybody that covered us, and the fans that came out and drove the last four or five games. We couldn't say more how appreciative we are, and, you know, making us a success. And there's a lot of people behind the scenes that just want to be behind the scenes that help us be successful. And like I said, Jeff, I could not be a better part of a part of a better program than what's going on here at Kemper.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for everything. Looking forward to the off season. I know I'll probably get you on a couple of basketball games or maybe even some football games with us yet this fall. So thanks for everything, and thanks for all the time you give us.
You're very much appreciated, Jeff. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Head coach Randy Snyder again with the Kemper baseball team. Again, they finished up 21-7 in second place in the Hawkeye 10 this past season.